Welcome to the Ugly Quacking Duck Podcast.
Well, that was quite an introduction, I have to say.
Yeah, it was. I liked it.
Well, I think you did a very good job there, Sonny, and I am glad I'm glad I got out of the way and let you do that.
Well, I don't know about all that, but hey, it was fun, and it was great, and I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm glad you did. And I think that you did such a fabulous job that I'm going to record that right now, and I'm going to use that for our introduction for the next few podcasts. What do you think about that?
Woo! Really? Awesome! Yay! Amen!
Okay, well, let's don't get too carried away, okay?
Okay.
All right, I just took a pause, and I recorded that over to the Mixcast. So now we have a new introduction for ever as long as I can stand it, and then we'll have to make another one. But hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ugly Quacking Duck Podcast. I'm Bruce.
And I'm Sonny. I'm the new famous introductor. Is that what you say?
I'm not sure that's what you call it, but hey, we'll go with it. You're the new introductor. You brought on the introduction this morning, and I hope everybody enjoyed it.
Well, I did, so that's worth a lot, right?
Yeah, it is. Worth quite a bit. So this is the first podcast we've done for the new year. After all the holidays, we took kind of a break during the holidays, which we did the year before also, and we played some of our pieces of our podcast, put them all together, played that, and let that be our ending podcast. So we're back. Yay.
Oh, yeah. We're back.
Oh, my goodness. You are fired up today. What happened to you?
I don't know. I'm just enjoying the sunshine.
Well, you got that right. It's not been sunny for much of this beginning new year. And today's a beautiful morning. So, yeah, we're enjoying it.
Yeah, we are. It is great.
Okay, you're pumped up. But anyway, it's our first podcast, and what have you been up to, Sonny?
Well, not much. See, I can do that, too.
Well, I know you can do that. I've been hearing you do it all morning.
Oh, what are you trying to say, huh? Go ahead, say it.
I think I just did.
Oh, tough guy, huh? Well, you wait. I'll get you back.
Probably will. But anyhow, let's get back to the topic at hand.
Which is?
The new podcast.
Oh, okay. So roll it out. Tell us all about it.
Well, I was trying to till you decided to go on a tangent.
Well, isn't that why you got me here? To keep you from being boring.
Hey, that's probably half true.
I know it is. I've been around, you know.
Okay, so yeah. So, Sonny, can you tell the folks what's going to be a little bit different about the podcast starting out this year anyway? We'll see how well it goes and what we do later on. Can you fill them in?
Well, I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, let me give you a hint. What season are we in?
Oh, yeah. You wanted to start a new season. So we are now on season 5. And this is episode 111.
All right. It's episode 1 of season 5. Yes, we wanted to start a new one out this year. We still have, let's see, what is it? Season 3 floating around out there, and season 4 also floating around out there. That's those two. We've got, I think, 3 is the one where we're doing the interviews with the people, if I ever get any more to do. Yeah, if. Big word, you know that? And then 4 is the science fiction stories, which I kind of just bled them in with season 2 last year. So we'll see what happens this year. But yeah, Sonny, you did it right.
Well, I know. I'm good.
Okay. Well, what else?
What do you mean, what else? I told him what I knew.
Well, I'm sure that's not all you know.
Well, no, but what do you want me to tell him?
Touche, yeah, okay. Well, I was thinking about some of the things we talked over about doing differently this year, and one of the ideas that popped up.
Well, that tells me a lot. One of the ideas, you're always rolling ideas around and throwing them at the wall and see what sticks, and usually, we won't talk about that.
All right, just tell everybody what you know then, fine. I was talking about the music thing.
Oh, yeah, about guessing what song?
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about maybe trying out this year, because I enjoy music, everybody enjoys songs, but without a lot of difficulty and payment, we can't play songs on the podcast. Now, there's a royalty problem and stuff. So what I thought we would do to have fun is give some hints on the episode. You know, every time we do a new podcast episode, we do a, we pick a song in our head and we give a few hints about the song. And then we see if you guys can guess it out there. And you can email us or text us. Not text us, but do a recording on our website or however you want to do it to get the answer to us. And then the next episode, we will read the answer that was right, if anybody got it. And we will also post on our podcast page, or maybe not the podcast page, maybe the post page of our website. We'll post a link to probably YouTube so you can play the song and you can hear it. That way, if you didn't guess it, which that will probably most likely happen more often, you'll be able to hear it and you'll understand what we was talking about. What do you think about that, Sonny?
Well, like I said before, I don't know. If you don't give good hints, they won't be able to guess it. You know?
Yeah, I realize that. We'll see what happens. Okay, so on with the show.
On with the show.
And now that I've explained that and probably confused the tar out of everybody, let's go ahead and do it this episode. So I've got a song picked out in my head, and I'm rolling it over and trying to get it to sound good in my words so I can give you guys the hint. So let's start with the group that does the song. And yeah, it's a group. And I will give you a hint about one of the words in the group's name. Let's see. The hint is, all houses have these. So all houses have these. And then on with the title of the song by this group. The title is, I'm not going to tell you, but in the title, they have something that deals with a clock and not. So a clock and not, N-O-T. So that's the hint for the title of the song. And to give you a little bit of subject matter, the song talks about the end of things. Yep, the end of things. And might be more. And the official video shows a run. And that's some poor hints.
I'd say so. Good grief. I didn't even understand that.
Well, once the song is played, everybody will understand that. Write them hints down. If you didn't catch it, back it up, play it again. And if you figure it out, or if you got a guess, just go to theuglyquackingduck.com, go to our comment page, and leave us a comment. That's all you have to do. You can do a voice recording. It's up there towards the top of the page. Just click on that, do a recording, and we can play your answer if you do that. Or you can just email us. That's the easiest way to do it, theuglyquackingduck@gmail.com. Email us with your idea, your hint, and we'll see what you come up with. So I suggest doing an email, quick and easy. See what you think. Again, with the hints, I'll say it one more time. That way you won't have to back up. The name of the group contains this in it. All houses have these in it. And the title of the song has something to do with a clock, not, N-O-T. So figure that one out. A clock, not. And then the song actually talks about the end of things. Might be more. And the official video shows a run. A-R-U-N, run. I'll leave that with you. There you go.
You don't really figure anybody will get this, do you? That's some really crazy hints.
Well, I don't know if they will or not, but the point of this is to have fun. Hopefully they'll have fun guessing. I don't think we can put a limit on how many guesses they can make. And, you know, the first person gets their name out there. So, hey, but it's just about having some fun, getting some people to respond, you know, meeting people. That's all it is, man. Just a little bit of fun.
All right. If you think that's fun, let me see. I can sell you a piece of land out there in the ocean. Yep, I can do that.
Uh-huh, I hear you, and I'm not biting.
Well, I don't know why not. You believe that stuff you just said. Well, I can sell you anything.
Well, okay, So, what do you think about this? Let's talk about podcasting.
Okay. Changing the subject. Wise man.
Yeah. Well, I like to listen to other podcasts.
Yeah, you do.
Well, anyhow, I was listening to Buzzcast. That's the name of the podcast. And I was listening to one of their episodes. The name of it was There's Something Special About Podcasts. And it really broke down. They was talking about what makes podcasting special, what brings it out, what makes it memorable, the simplistic nature of it, and the authenticity of it, how it forges a connection with everybody, and how it's tough to beat. And it was really a pretty good show. I mean, most of them are. I really enjoy listening to them. So I give them a kudos and a shout out to the team there at Buzzsprout and the team that does Buzzcast. I really enjoy it. But anyway, it got me to thinking about, why I got into podcasting and some of the things that brought me to that. And basically, I really had pondered quite a while, had a headache.
Oh, I bet you did.
All right. You're making too much fun of me now.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just getting started.
Okay. Anyway, I pondered, why I like podcasting so much and tried to, I'm not very good at that, but tried to think back what brought me to that and how it was all pulled together to bring me to podcasting. And what I come up with was radio shows. I think that's how it all really got me going. And, there was some old radio shows that was broadcast on AM radio when AM radio was first getting started. And that, although I didn't hear the real actual shows, I just heard some rebroadcasts of the shows. Caught a lot of them on the internet when they started getting put there. But they were sci-fi radio shows. And they did a good job, man. They made all the sound effects for the show, on the show. And they brought the audience into the show through their imagination, through the way they produced the show, the sound effects, the story. And it captivated me, and I really learned to like that kind of show. And one of them that comes to mind is Orson Welles. He did a show, War of the Worlds. It broadcast, let me see, I've got it wrote down, October the 30th, 1938. Now, of course, I didn't hear that live. It was years later when I actually got to hear it playing, and it wasn't played again on the radio when I heard it, or maybe it was. I don't know. They may have did it for an October Halloween treat on one of the radio shows I listened to. Anywho, I got to hear it again. I may have found it on the internet. Who knows? But that show was just awesome. By today's digital standards, the radio, back then was maybe not quite as elegantly soothing, but the story is still captivated you. the audience was pulled in, and it was great. And then another one of the shows that I think of is X-1. That was a series that they did over the radio. This was all on AM, which AM has a very special part in my heart, even though it has a lot of static, and it's worse now than I think it used to be. But I know, to give you an example, one of the shows that I used to love to listen to, still quite a bit do listen to, and that's Coast to Coast AM. It was originally on the air by Art Bell, and he retired and then eventually passed away. And George Norrie has been running it ever since. That show deals with supernatural, ghosts, aliens, conspiracies. But it's a talk radio show. I mean, there's more than just sports talk radio or political talk radio. There's other things. And to me, once I found podcasting and that combination of the voice and their ability to capture your imagination with their voice and with their subject matter, it didn't take me long to be captivated by podcasting itself. I'm not much of a video podcaster. I do a little bit of it just to get my name out there, but I really like the audio portion of it. I have several creators that I listen to, if they like being called that. I really don't like being called a creator. I just like to be called a radio show host or something. But I always liked radio. In fact, I like music a lot. I wish I could produce a music show alongside my podcasting. But like I said before, that costs too much money. They want you to pay rights to play all their songs. And I'm not musically talented, so I can't make up very many songs. I've got a few free ones on the internet that I play occasionally, kind of to soothe my itch. But it's not near as much as I would like to do. However, with all that said, that is what I really see in podcasting. I see the stories, the ability to bring all that out. That's why I like to create some sci-fi stories. And if I had somebody to read those after I wrote them, it would help, because I can't read them very good after I write them. I can talk, I just can't read. Get that? Talk. Can't, never mind.
Oh, boy. If that was a joke, man, you need to just shut it off, turn it around, and go home.
Hey, now. That's a little bit brutal, isn't it?
Oh, you know I'm just teasing you.
Yeah, huh? So what do you think about it? What do you think about podcasting?
Well, I don't ever get to listen to anything. Just what you play. So all I know is I like getting on here and helping you and talking with you. That's fun.
Yeah, and you listen to some of our comments when we read them from our listeners. What do you think about that?
Well, most of them really are good comments. Every now and then, woo-wee.
Yeah, you said a mouthful there. Hey, let me play one of those songs. Hello. Play one of those beginning introductions of those old shows for you. What do you think about that?
Hey, that sounds cool. Maybe our listeners will like it too.
Well, I'm counting on that. So here, let me find it and play it for you real quick. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think I've got it. Are you ready? This is Orson Welles with War of the Worlds. Again, 1938.
Ladies and gentlemen, the director of the Mercury Theater and star of these broadcasts, Orson Welles.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's.
All right, how cool is that? You can hear the static from the AM radio coming across with the broadcast. You can hear the difference in the voice. That's what I really like. I enjoy that kind. And give me just a second, and I will key up X-1. All right, this is X-1. It was February the 1st, 1956, when it was first broadcast. So let me see if I can get it to play now.
Countdown for blast off. X-5, 4, 3, 2, X-1, fire.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was X-1. And you can go on the internet. I can tell you if you want to go, it's at archive.org. And you can go in there and look up the science fiction radio shows. And then you can look up each one of those, and you can listen to the whole thing. So thank you guys at thearchive.org for getting that together. And so we still have a remembering ability to play. That's not the way I should have said that.
Heck no, it isn't. What's the matter with you? You've been staring at that screen too long.
I probably have. Yeah, I started this in the morning, and it is 2:19 today in the afternoon, about 3 days later. it was hard to bring it all together. I had so many other things going on, and I've got another podcast I got to work on here after I get this one put together, but and I have my full-time job I got to worry about. So it's going to be tricky, but we enjoy this. That's what we was talking about. They made us remember basically what's so special about podcasts. I mean, it gives me the opportunity to create something, because I'm not very much of an artist. If you're talking about artwork that you paint, draw, I'm not a poet writer. Wish I could. I have wrote a few, though. I'm not much of a singer or musician. When I say not much, I mean not at all. So the ability to have this to create, I actually enjoy. I'd like to be able to do it a little bit more often. To be able to have a more of an audience, and we could connect. And I think that's possible, because that's one good thing about the podcasting nature, is that you can connect with your audience and get very close. And I always thought radio talk show hosts did that. You know, they had their guests on and they got to know their guests, but you listen to those talk show hosts and you become acquainted with them. You learn to know them. Now, they may not know you well unless you call in a lot or send emails and stuff, but you get acquainted with them. And I think podcasting is just like that. But the one thing that I haven't talked about, and I think we can all agree, is when podcasting come out and first started getting going, it was for iPod. They had, you know, put them together for that. But it had to do with the internet and with, you know, the freedom that came from the internet and the things that was going on digitally, which a lot of that's gone, but there was a great feeling, you know. So I didn't podcast when it first came out. I just listened and got to be part of that, but I had that same feeling that everybody else had, where, you know, hey, we was hearing something that was free, that was clean, and I don't mean clean as far as what they said. I mean, it was not being locked down and told what to do, and that was a great feeling, man. We really got into it, and so over the years, more and more I thought about radio and stuff. I actually did some radio, and I had a radio station I did on the internet for a while when it was early on with that. And then I did a couple pirate stations for a while. And all that had difficulties. And then I thought, well, let's do a podcast because it has the same nature. But anyway, that's what that podcast episode that Buzzcast talked about, that's what it brought to my mind. It brought the recollection of what I love about radio, what I like about podcasts, and the similarity to the old radio shows. And I'm not sure the new radio shows fit that bill real well, but the old radio shows were pretty good. And the freedom to make a show based on what you like, not based on what the network wants you to talk about and if it's popular or not. And I really enjoy that. And over time, I have found people that like that subject and talk as much as I do. And that's nice. I didn't have to buy them, and I don't have to pay the network. I just, you know, need to keep going. And, you know, one by one, they start filtering in, and we get acquainted, and we have fun. And speaking of that, I'm always talking about, you know, you guys supporting us, and, you know, if you want to support us financially, that's great. But I really, when I ask for support, I'm talking more about just being there and listening and telling your friends and being part of the show. And you can do it in so many different ways. But two people come in mind, and I'm going to shout out to them. Mark, if you listen to this, I'm talking about you. There's a gentleman that I've got acquainted with that listens to my podcast. And I see him about every day, if not every day, every few days. And he always comes in and says something to the effect, or, how you doing on that podcast? Or, are you working on your new podcast? And he has that way of just striving to drive me on. And I enjoy that. I like being able to share what I'm doing with him and thinking in my head that maybe he's getting something out of it and he's enjoying it too. And then there's another gentleman that I used to work with, and he's moved on to another job. His name's Adam. Hey, Adam, if you're listening to this on the weekend when you're working, hey, tell your friends I shouted out to you. But he's one of those that comes by every now and then and says, hey, when's that new episode coming out? Because he wants to listen to it on the weekend on his job because he can. And, you know, that's pretty cool having somebody that does that and hopefully getting something out of it. And he also writes sci-fi stories. Not many people know that about him. But I'm hoping he'll write me a couple short stories, not to keep, not to own, but to read on the podcast. Maybe we can get him famous. So, Adam, if you're listening, there's your spur for you. Let's see what we can do. All right.
Oh, my. I didn't know that about him either. Cool. Maybe you'll get him on here, and we can have some new blood. Hey, maybe to make your podcast grow.
Well, you never know. I'm working to get Mark on, too. We'll see what happens. I may get Mark on that other show.
You're probably not going to let me on that other show, are you?
Probably not.
Oh, well, I guess I'll have to be satisfied with being the lead person on this podcast.
Yeah, I guess you'll have to be. You'll be the intro. Or how did you put that? I don't remember how you did that.
Well, I don't either. You'll just have to go back and play it, because I'm not going to tell you. Nah, 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 nah.
All right. Hey, let's talk about Mac.
What was that?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about earthquakes.
Oh, I begin to think you'd lost your marbles. Well, I know you lost your marbles, but I thought you was spitting them out.
Well, I almost was.
All right, you want to talk about earthquakes. So that means Lily's not here. I get to guess, and that means I'm going to win.
Yes, it does, because we only have you here to guess. Unless our audience would email us real quick, but you're already guessed by the time they email us. So one of these days we'll have to go do a live show. I've got a setup. Well, it's been a while, but I was set up with Podbean. I think that's the name of it. So I could do a live show from there. We'll have to do that sometime.
Oh, that would be cool. Then everybody could hear you stupid mess ups. And you won't be able to get rid of them. Nah, 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 nah.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about you? You'll be messing up and they'll be hearing how silly you sound.
Yeah, they will.
There you go.
Okay, let's guess. Let's change subject. No more mess ups. I want to guess.
Okay, let me get my paper, and we'll talk about the earthquakes. But before I do, everybody should have heard on January the 1st, there was a huge earthquake. Japan had a 7. Now, wait a minute. There's two stories here. There's 7.6 originally is what they told people. They had, and then all of a sudden it got downgraded to a 7.5. Now, that didn't sound like much of a downgrade, but it is. That point makes a big difference on the Richter scale, and I can't talk. But anyway, 7.5 is a major earthquake. They had tsunami warnings and everything out. Horrible, horrible. And that happened the beginning of the year, and I haven't checked it very often since then because I've been so busy, but we're going to bring it all out now. All right, Sonny, are you ready?
Oh, I am ready.
All right, so as of today, which is the 12th of January, let's take a picture of 7 days, the last 7 days. What is the count for all magnitude earthquakes for the last 7 days? Can you guess?
Well, I can guess, but it's been so long since we did this. I don't remember what was going on when we did it last time.
Well, that's probably very true. Let's see. Let me look it up. The last time we did it was November the 8th. Good grief. That was a long time ago. And the count for that time for all of them was 1,915. So what do you think happened the last 7 days?
Well, did it go up? Did it go down? Let me see. We just had a big one on January the 1st, so, and it was a 7.5. So I'm going to say it went down. So it was 1915. Let me say 1750.
Wow, that was a pretty good guess. 1750. So it went down 200. And the count is... Well, how do you like that, man? We got some drum rolling going on now.
I think I about jumped out of my skin. Holy smokes. Thanks for warning me, dude.
You're welcome. All right. The count was, and you said 1750. And the count was 1,612.
Woo-hoo! I was close.
Yeah? Since you're the only one counting, guessing, and everything, yeah, you was real close.
I told you I'd win.
Yeah, you got it in the bag, don't you, Sam?
My name is Sonny.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, All right, so 7 days ago, the last 7 days, we had 1612 earthquakes. And then if we go and look at the 2.5 and plus earthquakes, they actually went, let's see, let me match them up. Back in November, we only had 51. This time, we had 227. So what I'm seeing is they're building up. And we go to 4.5 and over. Last November, we had 113. And this time we had 87. So the counts are lower all the way across. No. The count is lower for 7 days altogether. But when you break them out to their sizes, the 2.5 is higher. So it's coming up, it looks like. And that's a guess. Who knows? I know a lot of people have discussed what they think these earthquakes are doing. I don't know if anybody's got a sound way of looking at them. Although, that one gentleman that I was listening to from St. Louis, he was doing pretty good at predicting some things about the earthquakes. And the last time I listened to him, he was saying that he is having a hard time getting them up loaded because every time he tried, they'd kill his connection to the internet. True or false, I don't know. But it sure made a good story. And back to the earthquakes. So I wrote down the top three earthquakes, which is a bad way to look at it. But starting out at Alaska. The west of Port Alaska.
Get it right, dude. Good grief.
I know. West of Port Alexandra, Alaska, there was a 5.9. Holy smokes, I can't talk. And in Afghanistan, they had a 6.4. And in the Philippines, they had a 6.7, all within the last 7 days.
Boy, you got that out. I don't know. I was starting to worry. I thought maybe I was going to have to come over there and hit you a couple of times. slap you around and get you woke up.
Well, you might have to. Maybe we ought to start slowing down and shutting down for the day and ending this episode so everybody can tune into something else and we can get on with our life.
This is my life. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, it is. I enjoy it too. But anyway, what I'm saying is it's about time to end. And that way we can start working on the next one.
Oh, well, why didn't you say that a while ago?
Well, I did.
No, you didn't. You said, blah, 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 blah.
Okay. I said something. I don't know what it was, but it was not that.
I'm sure it was.
All right, so... Folks, we enjoyed having you aboard on our new year episode. We thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to guess what that song was. You can be right, you can be wrong, but just guess, man. That's where the fun comes in. Email us, theuglyquackingduck@gmail.com. Quickest way to get it there. We check our email every day, sometimes twice a day if I can. According to what works like. But we will get it out. We will announce the, if somebody guesses it, the next episode. And we will also put on the next episode posting on our webpage a link to go and play that song. That way you'll know what it sounds like and what it is. If you've never heard it before, and you may have heard it a lot. Who knows?
Yeah, it's guesswork. Yay! I had fun. Everybody, thank you for being here.
Well, I did too. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed our, I don't know what, our weird never mind.
Well, you just can't talk today. I think you should go back to bed.
I will, eventually.
Well, you need to. You gotta go to work tomorrow, don't you?
Yes, I do. 7 o'clock, I gotta be there.
Oh, boy. I'll be alone again. You need to just take a vacation and work on your podcast.
No, I don't. You know, I gotta pay the bills.
Well, that's what your listeners can help you with. You can get them to help, and we'll just make it work.
Well, I'm glad you got confidence. We'll have you do the new introduction again. Actually, I recorded it, so you don't have to do it again. We'll just play it. How's that sound?
That sounds good. So what are we going to do for the end?
Well, I figured we'd just say... You know what we always say?
What do we always say?
I forgot. It's been a long time.
I knew you forgot. See, folks, don't let him kid you. He don't know nothing.
I never said I knew anything.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Okay, maybe you didn't. Maybe I just dreamed that up.
Yeah, you dream a lot.
Well, there's nothing wrong with dreaming.
No, there isn't. I like to dream, too. If you don't have hopes and dreams, then life will just crush you, tear you down, make you miserable, make everybody around you miserable. So let's dream together. Let's have hope together. And let's pray together, okay?
All right. That sounds like a good deal.
All right, folks. We're going to say good day. We've enjoyed having you with us and being here. We hope you tune in next episode. And we will hear you. No. You will hear us. And hopefully we will get some responses from everybody. Have a good day. 73. God bless. And until next time.
Yeah.
Until next time.
This is the ugly quacking duck.
Bye.